course, she knows to fix my eggs and toast. Then at noon, whatever she has, she usually has beans, peas, corn or something, and potatoes. I like potatoes. A spoonful of potatoes and a spoonful of corn, a spoonful of peas. And I don't eat too much meat. Maybe a little bite of ham.
Well, that's my downfall. I like the meat.
Well, sir, I like beef. I didn't know it until they right here recently when my nephews came down with gout. They took him off of beef. Now, I've been having a little trouble with gout. And so I quit eating beef about that thing.
Well, what are the names of your meals? What do you say you're having?
Usually breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Is dinner your big meal, or?
I don't know. I eat about the same amount at dinner as I do at night.
I see. Well, talking about meals and all, say if food that's been cooked and served the second time, you call that?
Second?
Hmm. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Leftover.
Have you ever heard people say that they're having warmed overs?
Warmed over.
Mm-hmm. Food's been warmed over?
Yeah.
Say if on a hot day, if you've been working and you're thirsty, instead of drinking maybe a soft drink or something like that, you might just come into the kitchen and pour yourself a
glass of tea or water is what I drink.
Are there names for different types of glasses that you might use, to put your water in?
I guess there are, but I don't know.
It's not sure about that. Yeah. One fellow said he liked jelly glasses,
but
or mason jars, something like that.
Well, I know it's more comfortable to drink out of some glasses and the other, and that's what I pick for.
Right.
One of those small ones. It's light. That'd be the only thing I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if you had some, you might have done this yesterday, I don't know, but if you had some company over for a meal and they're all just standing around the table waiting and you didn't want them to do that, you might say, well, don't just stand there, go ahead and
sit down.
Once they're seated, and if you don't want them to wait until something's passed to them, you'd say, well, now go ahead. What would you say if somebody passed you some food that you really didn't like at all? What would you probably say?
I'd say I believe I'll pass on that.
Maybe don't care for that.
I don't care for it.
Might say that.
While we're on that one, here's a good one. That old gentleman was visiting in another home, and at his home, he always used to sit saying to the visitor, said, "I just have to say what this oven said." And he said, "Just go ahead and eat." But he was visiting that day, and he let his tongue slip, and he said to the people there, "So now I have to say what's here, it's good enough what these oven." He thought what he said. He put the oven as much as he did.
Oh, me. That's something.
I laughed about that a lot.
You can't get yourself a fix.